John
1:12.
But as many as received him, whether it's one person, 10, 20, 1,000, 1 million, 20 million,
20 million,
as many as received him, to them give power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Please keep that at the back of your mind. In the same book of John chapter 10, John 10:34, Jesus says certain things to these people. Jesus answered them. John 10:34. Jesus answered them. Is it not written in your law? I said, ye are God. Is it not written in your law? I said, ye are God. Beloved, do you understand the implication of this true scripture? What the scripture is telling us, that you and I, we're supposed to be little Jesus where we go. You are supposed to be a God. When the Bible says Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, have you ever wondered who are those other kings? Who are those other lords? After all, he is the King of kings. He's a Lord of lords. Who are those other lords and kings? Is supposed to be you and I. As many as believed it. Children, adults, old, young, male, female, to them gave it power to become the sons of God. And I said, you have not read in your law. These powers are supposed to be running away from you. You know, not you running away from them. So you have not read it. God told Moses, I will make you a god unto Pharaoh. And Moses with his rod became the president of Egypt. Although he was not on the throne, but he was in charge. God made him a god unto Pharaoh. Our present crop of Christianity is the most powerless in the history of Christian church. Our powerlessness is disgraceful and legendary. It is a topic for crying and weeping. The other time I was moved to tears when that woman was telling us what happened to her at the kidnappers then. She said there were people there who were coming from Bible study. They gathered them with their Bibles and hypnotized them, killed them. Where then is the power? Can somebody take a little Jesus or God and just deal with them summarily like that with no repercussion?
It
is a lamentable situation. The church of our days is so powerless. What that white man said about the church is true. Said the church is God's frozen people. They're frozen.
Like
frozen fish cannot swim. Although it qualifies for a fish. The church is a group of called out people. It is a living organism. Because it's a living organism, it must grow. Because we're called out. The power of the church depends on the power of individuals. The strength of the church depends on the strength of individuals. The prayer of the church depends on the prayer of individuals. The church is an organization. So this is why it must be organized for growth. The church is the temple of God. The church is the gate of heaven. The church is the property of God on earth. The church is the presence of God. The church is the only power without any apology to any religion. The church is the only power that can stop
Satan.
For it is them Jesus told. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy.
Said
nothing shall by any means hurt you. He gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. But there is a lot of powerlessness now in our midst. We cannot continue like this. Enough is enough. No matter where you are,
if you are,
listen to me now. Query your life. Query your spirit. Query your fire. If everybody in Mountain of Fire, everybody in the Church of God, were at your level of prayer, your level of holiness, will there be power in the house of God? There are people who are in church. They don't understand why they are there. Some come with fire burning their
head.
God removes the fire. Now he or she has some level of peace. So now relax. Not pursuing heaven again. Not pursuing God again.
Not
pursuing useless thing like money. Useless thing like money. Because a time will come, they will place that money in your hand. You can't spend it. The time will come that you understand that scripture that says we brought nothing into this world. And he says it is certain that we are going to take nothing out of it.
So,
therefore, godliness with contentment
ìwà bí ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú ìtẹ́ lọ́run.
It's a great gain.
Èrè ńlá ni.
If you say you are very rich now.
Ó bá lo ojú ọlọ́rọ̀ dáadáa báyìí.
And you put on 3 pieces of suit because you have money.
Tó wá kan aṣọ àkànpọ̀ onípele mẹ́ta. Mẹ́ta ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ owó ọpọ̀ onítorí olówó lọ́wọ́.
You will land in the psychiatric hospital.
Ọgbà wèrè ni wọ́n á mú onítọ̀hún lọ.
I see you are very rich.
Àbọ̀ olówó púpọ̀.
You can afford everything.
Pé gbogbo nǹkan ló lè rà.
You cook 1 bucket of rice.
O wá ṣe garawa ìrẹsì kan.
1 bucket of beans.
Garawa ẹ̀wà kan.
1 bucket of soup.
Garawa ọbẹ̀ kan.
Bucket of potatoes.
Garawa potato kan.
Bucket of yam.
Garawa iṣu kan.
Bucket of plantain.
Garawa ọgbẹ.
Because you have money.
Nítorí olówó.
And you want to eat everything.
O wá bẹ jẹ gbogbo ẹ.
They will pick up your cups while you are eating.
Ibi tó fi ń jẹun yẹn náà ni wọ́n ti wá gbókù rẹ̀.
You brought nothing.
A ò mú nǹkan kan wá.
To this world.
Sí ayé yìí.
Sati.
Ó sì dájú.
He won't take anything out of
you. Káàní mú nǹkan kan jáde
lórí rẹ̀. So whatever you do for God here.
Ohun tó bá wa ṣe fún Ọlọ́run níbí.
He is what matters.
Ló ṣe pàtàkì.
Is what they will write in your book.
Òhun ni wọ́n kọ sílẹ̀ nínú ìwé rẹ̀.
What they will show to you.
Ni wọ́n á sì fi wọ́n.
Not how much money you've made.
Kì í ṣe iye owó tó o ti ní.
Not how many women you've married.
Kì í ṣe iye ìyàwó tó o ti fẹ́.
Not how many boyfriends you have.
Kì í ṣe iye ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin abánidẹ́sẹ̀ tó o ti ní.
Not how many friends that you have.
Kì í sì ṣe irú iye ọ̀rẹ́ tó o kó jọ.
There is so much powerlessness.
Àìlágbára pọ̀ gan.
In the house of God.
Inú ilé Ọlọ́run.
People who have to seek for heaven and power.
Àwọn tó yẹ kó máa lépa ọ̀run àti agbára.
They are not interested.
Wọ́n nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí.
They're looking for something else.
Nǹkan míì ni wọ́n wá.
Which is of temporary value.
Tó jẹ́ ohun ìgbà díẹ̀.
Which will never last.
Tí kò ní pẹ́.
It will never last.
Kò ní pẹ́.
And some are spending their lives pursuing what will die when they die.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ sì ń lo gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé wọn láti máa lépa ohun tí yóò kú. Ní ọjọ́ táwọn náà bá kú.
Whereas once you die and what you have dies, that's the end of you.
Nítorí pé ní tó o bá kú, tóhun tó o ní sì kú, òpin rẹ nìyẹn.
But a person.
Ṣùgbọ́n èèyàn.
Who is dead.
Tó ti kú.
But he's still alive in the hearts of people.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó yìí wà láàyè nínú ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn.
Did not die.
Iye ò kú.
Look at Joseph Babalọla now.
Ẹ wo Joseph Babalọla báyìí.
He's gone to be with the Lord.
O ti sun ní Olúwa.
He's not dead.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò yìí kú.
Because he's still in the heart of people.
Nítorí pé ó yìí ń bẹ nínú ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn.
Will you be a contributor to powerlessness in the church of God?
Tó fẹ́ jẹ́ ẹni tó ń dákún àìlágbára nínú ilé Ọlọ́run.
Or will you be part of those who will empower the church of God?
Àbọ̀fẹ́ wà lára àwọn tí yóò fi agbára ró ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
Because when we combine our different powers together.
Nítorí nígbà tá a bá kó onírúurú agbára wa pọ̀.
That's when the church is strong.
Nígbà náà ni ìjọ yóò lágbára.
That's when our prayers are strong.
Ìgbà náà ni àdúrà wa yóò lágbára.
But we call prayers.
Àbá pe àdúrà.
The one who has just left her boyfriend is shouting.
Ètò ṣe kúrò lórí orí ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin abánidẹ́sẹ̀ rẹ̀. Ìyẹn náà ń kígbe.
The one who has just aborted is crying.
Ètò ṣe ṣe ìyẹn náà ń kígbe.
The man who slept with the secretary yesterday still is crying
prayer. Ètò bá akọ̀wé rẹ̀ láṣepọ̀ lánàá. Ìyẹn náà ń kígbe. Olóhùn bá
agbàdúrà. The one who does not give any offering, does not pay any tithe to anybody is crying.
Èyí tí kìí fọrẹ sílẹ̀ tí kìí san ìdámẹ́wàá síbi kankan ìyẹn náà ń kígbe ń bí àdúrà.
The one that says just repenting today, changing tomorrow, repenting today, changing tomorrow and go back to the sin again is also crying.
Ètò ronúpìwàdà lónìí padà sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ̀ lọ́la. Ronúpìwàdà lónìí padà sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ̀ lọ́la. Ìyẹn náà ń kígbe níbi tá a ti ń gbàdúrà.
That is why some of those prayers are powerless.
Èdè mi yẹn ti púpọ̀ nínú àwọn àdúrà yìí ò fi lágbára.
Because the individuals praying them.
Nítorí àwọn ẹnìkan kan ti ń gbà.
They are just praying.
Wọ́n kàn ń gbàdúrà ni.
They do not understand the techniques, mechanics and dynamics of prayer.
Wọ́n ò mòye ìlànà ètò àti àgbékalẹ̀ àdúrà.
The Bible says.
Ìbéèrè wípé.
The effectual prayer.
Àdúrà tó múná.
Of the effectual prayer.
Àdúrà tó múná.
Of
the
a righteous man.
Olódodo.
Availeth much.
Oṣiṣẹ́ púpọ̀.
The reverse is true.
Ìdàkejì rẹ̀ náà ó sọ́dọ̀.
The prayer.
Àdúrà.
Of a sinner.
Ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Availeth little.
Kò ṣe kí ni ó ṣe àdúgbò má ṣe kankan.
The power of your prayer is dependent on the righteousness of the man doing the prayer. This is the problem. Do you want to be a contributor? So the low fire, low power, powerlessness of the Church of God. Or do you want to be remembered when you pass through this place? That you contributed positively for the things of God. Many will discover at the end of the age that God will not ask you for your position in church. God is not interested in what position you hold. Just wants to know what you did with Jesus. That's what he's interested in. I was a choir master. Congratulations. Lucifer was one.
Lucifer,
how was this? Well done.
Oh my God.
Chairman of this. They didn't make me chairman. I'm leaving. You don't understand. Nobody will ask for those things. There are seven main reasons for our powerlessness in the Church of God. And because we are so powerless, so powerless, sicknesses, diseases, poverty, sorrow, crime, violence, wars, refugees, strife,
our
demonic activities, demonic manipulation, all those things are now abandoned. Cult, terrorism, one mile long Christianity, but 1 inch deep Christianity. Shallow believers. Seven Marys. Number one. Sin. The more sinful your life is, the more powerless you become spiritually. The more righteous your life is, the more powerful your life becomes spiritually. Sin is a disaster. Sin is a tragedy. Sin is success in nothing. The Bible says one sinner destroyed much good. Sin is a tragedy. Is there any sin in your life? Repent. If not, you are part of those contributing to the powerlessness of the church. Reason number two.
In the
lukewarmness. People are not serious with God. The deeper your devotion, the more powerful your manifestation. Devotion is the key to demonstration. Your devotion to God attracts your power base spiritually. Any distance from divinity equals nearness to disaster. Closeness to God equals closeness to power.
sísúnmọ́ agbára.
You want to be powerful?
O fẹ́ bí alágbára.
Move close to God.
Súnmọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Get away from those your useless friends that are not contributing anything to your life.
Jára rẹ̀bà lọ́wọ́ àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ ládáradá tó o ní tí ò fi nǹkan kan fún ayé rẹ.
Get away from those friends that all you learn from them is fashion.
Sá fún gbogbo àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ tó jẹ́ pé ohun kan ṣo tí wọ́n ń kọ́ ni oge.
Get away from those friends.
Sá fún àwọn ọ̀rẹ́.
The only advantage they have is to know the next party in town.
Tó jẹ́ pé gbogbo ìwúlò wọn ni láti sọ party tẹ́lẹ̀kùn lọ.
Get away from those friends.
Sá fún àwọn ọ̀rẹ́.
They are teaching you cosmetics.
Tó jẹ́ gbogbo ohun tí wọ́n ń kọ́ ni ọ̀dà ojú ọ̀dà ètè.
They are teaching you all kinds of things that will make you fall.
Gbogbo oríṣiríṣi nǹkan tí wọ́n ń kọ́ àwọn nǹkan tí ó jẹ́ pé o ṣubú.
Get away from those friends.
Sáfún àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ yẹn.
Who are making you hypocrites.
Tí wọ́n ń sọ ọ́ di àgàbàgebè.
If you want to be hot, be hot.
O bá fẹ́ gbóná gbóná.
You want to be cold, be cold.
O bá sì fẹ́ tutù kó tutù.
But don't do one leg in, one leg out.
Má ṣe ẹsẹ̀ kan ilé ẹsẹ̀ kan òde.
That's part of why the church is powerful.
Ara ìdí tí ìjọ ò fi lágbára nìyẹn o.
The Bible says.
Ìbẹ́lí wípé.
I would have loved it if you are either hot or cold.
Èmi ìbàbẹ́ kí wo gbóná àbí kó tutù.
If you are hot.
Kò bá gbóná.
You be a good example of what a good believer should be.
Ó jẹ́ àpẹẹrẹ rere bó ṣe yẹ kí onígbàgbọ́ rere ó rí.
So you are useful.
Òwúlò nìyẹn.
If you are cold.
O bá sì tutù.
You are also a good example.
Àpẹẹrẹ rere ni ọ.
Of what a believer should not be.
Lórí ohun tí onígbàgbọ́ gbọdọ̀ jẹ́.
So you are fulfilling the purpose.
Ò ń ṣiṣẹ́ kan náà.
But when you are neither hot.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó o bá gbóná.
Or cold.
Tó o tún tutù.
God said I will spit you out.
Olúwa ni wọ́n pọ̀ jáde kúrò
nínú mi. And once God spits you out.
Ọlọ́run bá sì pọ̀ jáde.
Then you are chewing stick for all kinds of evil forces.
O ti di pákó nìyẹn lẹ́nu gbogbo àwọn agbára òkùnkùn.
Closeness to God is closeness of power.
Sísúnmọ́ Ọlọ́run ni sísúnmọ́ agbára.
The third reason.
Ìrètí kẹta.
For the powerlessness in the house of God.
Tó fa ìlágbára nílé Ọlọ́run.
Is ignorance.
Ó ní àìmọ̀kan.
You don't know God.
O mọ Ọlọ́run.
You don't know his principles.
O mọ ìlànà rẹ̀.
You don't know his ways.
O mọ ọ̀nà rẹ̀.
You are just coming to church.
O já kàn wálé ìjọsìn ṣá.
Secret.
Àwọn àṣírí.
Fuel strength.
Ó máa ń fún ni lágbára.
What you know.
Ohun tó o mọ̀.
Determines how strong you are.
Yóò pinnu bó ti lágbára tó.
Mysteries.
Àwọn ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
Are always behind mastery.
Ló máa ń wà nínú jíjọ́gà.
You see, mystery you have that makes you a master of things.
Ohun àdìtú tó bá mọ̀ nípa nǹkan ni yóò sọ ọ́ di ọ̀gá nínú nǹkan náà.
Let me tell you one big truth today that you never forget.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ òótọ́ kan fún yín lónìí tí mo mọ̀ pé ò ní gbàgbé.
One mystery that you know.
Àdìtú kan tó o bá mọ̀.
Can end all your misery.
O lè fòpin sí gbogbo ìbìnújẹ́ rẹ.
One mystery that you know.
Ohun àdìtú kan tó bá mọ̀.
Can terminate every melancholy, every mystery.
O lè
every mystery that
o lè fagilé gbogbo ìbìnújẹ́ tó o ní.
So
àti ìkárìbọnú rẹ.
So technically.
Nítorí náà.
Power.
Agbára.
Is to have access.
Òun ni kéèyàn láàyè.
To the mysteries of God.
Láti mọ àwọn ohun àdìtú Ọlọ́run.
So spiritual ignorance.
Àìmọ̀kan nípa tẹ̀mí.
Is powerlessness.
Àìlágbára ni.
Four.
Ìkẹrin.
Now I told you there are seven main ones.
Mo ti sọ fún yín pé méje ni wọ́n tó ṣe pàtó. Ìkẹrin.
Timidity.
Òun ni jíjẹ́ ojó.
Inadequate aggression.
Kéèyàn máa ní ipa tó tó.
Lack of spiritual balance.
Má àìní ìwà ipá nípa tẹ̀mí.
Inadequate pursuit of power.
Àìlépa agbára lọ́nà tó tọ́.
It's a bane of present day Christianity.
O jẹ ìdààmú tó dé bá Kristẹni òde òní.
Power belongs to fighters and not quitters.
Àwọn tó ń jà ló máa ń dalágbára kì í ṣe àwọn tó ń sá fún ìjà.
And it takes a fighter's a fighting spirit to have a winning life.
Ó sì nílò kéèyàn ní ẹ̀mí jíjà kó tó lè di ẹni tó ń borí.
Fighters are winners, quitters are losers.
Àwọn tó ń jà wọn a máa rọ́wọ́ mú.
The Bible
said. Àwọn tó ń sá wọn a di ẹni tí wọ́n borí
rẹ̀. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven. Suffered
power. Ìbẹ́ni wípé ìjọba ọ̀run di ìfagbára wọ̀.
That is, in the kingdom of heaven itself, violence is allowed.
Èyí ni pé nínú ìjọba Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ àpàyè gba ìwà ipá.
Five.
Ìkarùn.
Is biblical illiteracy.
Àìlékọ́ àìléka Bíbélì.
Weak Bible reading and meditation.
Ṣíṣe àṣàrò àti kíka Bíbélì tí ò mókun.
Is part of our powerlessness.
Lara ailagbara wa ni.
Some people,
awon kan,
because they don't read their Bible.
Nitori won ki ka Bibeli won.
They don't study their Bible.
Won ki ṣayẹwo Bibeli won.
It is what anybody that stands on the pulpit says, they just follow.
Ohunkohun ti ẹnì kan ba ti dúró lórí igi wa tu to ba ti sọ báyìí náà ni wọn tẹ̀lé.
Hook, line and sinker.
Wọ́n á gbà wọ́n sì pe mi bẹ́ẹ̀.
His father, the father, said, what this man is saying is some scriptural.
But although
he's calling himself a pastor, but what he's saying right now is not from the Bible.
But
when a man grabs the microphone and he's telling his members,
say,
you see, there are more women than men, so as from now on, any man in this church who wants to marry 3 wives, 7 wives, 4 wives, will be happy to marry them for you.
Láti èni lọ nínú ìjọ yìí ọkùnrin tó bá ti lóun fẹ́ ọkùnrin ìyàwó mẹ́ta mẹ́rin àbí méje ayé wà a ó fò wọ́n pọ̀.
But bring your back statement so we can see that you have enough money.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀mún àkọsílẹ̀ ilé ìfowópamọ́ yín wá ká lè rí pé ẹ lówó lọ́wọ́.
And they are clapping for him.
Wọ́n sì ń pàtẹ́wọ́ fún.
Father, somebody should say pastor.
Ohun tó ti yẹ kó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní kẹ́lì kan ti lè kó ní olùṣọ́àgùtàn.
This is unscriptural.
Ẹjọ́ eléyìí ò sí inú Bíbélì.
Weak Bible reading.
Àìka Bíbélì lọ́nà tó lágbára.
The mystery of Bible reading is this.
Àdìtú Bíbélì kíkà ni pé.
The more you read it.
Bàbá ti ń kà á sí.
The more spiritual power you accumulate.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló máa gba agbára tẹ̀lé.
It's like you are storing power in a bank.
Bí ẹni tó ń fi agbára pamọ́ síbì kan ni.
Six.
Ìkẹfà.
Prayerlessness.
Aile gbadura.
Inadequate prayer.
Adura gbigba ti o to.
Weak praying.
Adura ti o lagara.
Survival prayer instead of revival prayer.
Adura kasa maku depo ko gbadura isoji.
And the seventh reason.
Idikeje
is conformity.
Oni iba aye re.
Conformity.
Iba aye dogba.
Conformity.
Iba aye dogba.
The tendency to fall into the crowd.
Oni ìhá kéèní ò fẹ́ tí arapọ̀ mọ́ ọgọ́rọ̀ èrò.
Tendency to be like the rest.
Kéèní ò fẹ́ tí abẹ́ àwọn yòókù.
Tendency to fall into the generality.
Kéèní ò fẹ́ bọ́ sáárín gbogbo èrò.
Conformity.
Ìbàyè rẹ.
Is that tendency not to desire anything different from what everybody is already experiencing?
Òun ni ìhá kéèyàn máa nífẹ̀ẹ́ àti ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀ sí ohun tí gbogbo èèyàn ń fẹ́.
This is a tragedy.
Ìjàmbá ni.
And it is affecting so many people. Instead of some people to submit themselves to God as a living sacrifice, they are playing games with God. Listen, beloved. If you think you are very clever, one day you meet somebody who is more clever than you. You say you are a manipulator. Somebody who is more manipulative than you will show up one day. So you are stealing other people's goods. What are you going to do with stolen goods? What will you do with stolen certificates? What progress can you make with a certificate that is stolen?
Ìtẹ̀síwájú wo ló fẹ́ ní pẹ̀lú ìwé ẹ̀rí tó
ní. What do you want to do with a certificate that you got with somebody who sat the examination for you?
Kí ló fẹ́ fi ìwé ẹ̀rí tó jẹ́ lòmíràn ló jókòó láti ṣe ìdánwò yẹn fún ọ ṣe?
What will you do with a stolen identity?
Kí ló fẹ́ rí pé ṣe pẹ̀lú ìdánimọ̀ tó jí?
You stole somebody's passport you are using. What do you want to do with that?
Ojú ìwé ìrìnà ẹnìkan wà lò. Kí ló fẹ́ rí ṣe pẹ̀lú rẹ̀?
Brother, what do you want to do with a stolen wife?
Arákùnrin, kí ló fẹ́ fi ìyàwó tó jí pé ṣe
o? Stolen wife.
Ìyàwó tó jí pé.
That person you are calling wife.
Obìnrin tó pè níyàwó.
No dowry.
O sanwó orí.
No marriage.
O ṣègbéyàwó.
No engagement.
Ẹ ṣe dáná.
No coming to ask for her hand somewhere.
Ẹ ò ṣe mọ̀mí mọ̀ níbi kankan.
And she's living with you.
Ó sì ń bá ọ gbé.
And having children.
Ó sì ń bímọ.
You are a thief.
O lè ní ọ.
A robber.
Adigunjalè.
What are you doing with a stolen wife?
Kí ló ń fi ìyàwó tó jí pé ṣe?
What are you to do with a stolen husband?
Kí ni wọn náà ń fi ọkọ tó jí ṣe?
That will not help you.
Eléyìí ò lè ràn
lọ́wọ́. He said, but that's how they are doing it.
Ẹ ẹ bó ṣe ń ṣe nìyẹn.
That is what has killed so many people.
Ohun tó ti pa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn nìyẹn.
That's how they are doing it.
Bí wọ́n ṣe ń ṣe nìyẹn.
You don't have money.
Olówó.
to call a big party for marriage.
Lati se party nla lojo pe yawo re.
He went and borrowed.
O wa lo yawo.
Why?
Kilo fa.
That's how they are doing it.
Party man se niyan.
Who told you that's how they are doing it?
Dan we be for.
Why should you be feeding people who are not hungry?
In the
name of wedding reception,
you
spend millions cooking for people wedding reception, then after the wedding you are borrowing money. Why are you feeding those who are not hungry? What is wrong in you coming to your reception? They pray for you, they pray for your wife. You cut cake, if you can afford to buy a cake. The cake is not even compulsory. And then you say, God bless you, all of you,
Baba.
The people you are feeding there,
I want to pull on gender.
Did they tell you that they are hungry?
She wants to have my baby.
There are so many people. Listen, beloved. Everyone have great plans for their lives. But as we speak now, they have ended in the dustbin. There are so many people. Everyone have great plans for them. But they mismanaged themselves. And died. Being shadows of what they are meant to be. The greatest conformist in the world today
are
those who are in the cemetery. Ajayi Crowder translated the Bible.
Ajayi Crowder, o ko Bibeli
from English to Yoruba.
Lati Gẹ̀ẹ́sì sí èdè Yoruba.
They remove his bones from where they buried him recently.
Laipẹ yi ni won se ko egungun re kuro ni bi ton tin si.
I'm moving to somewhere else.
Oko lo tipo miran.
The bones of Ajayi Crowder.
Egungun Ajayi Crowder
could no longer protest his removal.
Ko le so pe kilo ni te pe mi.
People buried in the cemetery no longer bother anyone.
Awon ti won ba ti sin si iteku pon o le da mu eni kankan mo.
They just lie there.
Oko wa nbe mi.
You can predict what anyone will do in the cemetery. Everyone there, they have accepted the routine. Have you lost the power of God in your life because you are conforming like the cemetery?
The church
is not a cemetery, it's supposed to grow. The church is made up of people. When they come together, that's why we have a church. Whatsoever the people are who makes up the church, that is the kind of church it is.
There
are some people who can pray very dangerous prayers to destroy every witch.
They
have no iota of love in their heart.
They
too are witches themselves. Because the witch in them has not died. To improve or change the church, it is the individual members who need to change. I'm praying that tonight you will be an advertisement of the power of God.
That
will not be a disgrace of heaven. This is what will drive us to some serious prayers now, which I want you to pray from your heart. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes
creeps.
All eyes closed. If If you are here tonight, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, immediately we close this service. Find a way to the altar here and say what I'm going to say after me now.
Say,
Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take control of my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you said that short prayer with me, find a way to the altar here immediately we close. Don't rush home. Beloved,
Ara,
heaven is crying.
Oron soku.
Heaven is weeping.
Oron shopo.
About our powerlessness.
Nitori ailagbara wa.
About our distractions.
Nipa awon to nsi wa lona.
About our fighting the battles we did nobody ask you to fight.
Nipa ta ma ja ogun teniko ro wa pe ka ja.
About following men instead of following God.
Nipa ti tele awon eniyan de ko ka tele Olorun.
About playing church and doing church politics instead of you receiving the power of God.
Nipa si sose lu ninu ijo Olorun de ko ka gba agbara Olorun.
This is why you need to cry to heavens today. The first thing is a powerful confession. The more you love your destiny, the louder you should shout it. Can you say this loud and clear? I shall not be a disgrace to heaven. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, Jesus, la gbadura.